There's a common enemy among our brave soldiers, an enemy that's been part of every war and every conflict that we've ever traveled to. No matter where our soldiers travel, the enemy is there, and it can hospitalize, debilitate, and kill our soldiers without firing a single weapon. Although it can pack a mighty punch, this enemy can fit in the palm of your hand. The enemy I'm talking about here are arthropods, mainly ticks and mosquitoes. They can carry viruses and diseases that can cause illness in our soldiers. Illness plays a huge role when it comes to military readiness. Simply put, if you're not feeling well due to illness, you may not be physically or mentally fit for combat.
When you look at the history of all our military conflicts, the outcome has primarily been determined by non-battle combat injuries and deaths, things that are mostly associated with disease, and quite often it's arthropod-borne illnesses that are having an impact, especially when you do operations in areas where you don't have adequate mosquito and other insect control measures.
Mosquitoes and ticks can spread harmful, debilitating, and sometimes deadly viruses, including yellow fever, dengue fever, malaria, and Lyme disease. Some of these viruses are endemic to areas where our soldiers deploy, putting them at serious risk as soon as they arrive. We have some vaccinations to help protect against specific diseases, but we simply cannot vaccinate our soldiers against every mosquito-carrying disease. Canned spray repellents are useful, but soldiers are taught to be nimble and carry only the bare necessities with them.
In the real world, the time constraints, you got to get them in there. And so they're left with only what they can carry. And they're supposed to carry deep, but they don't always have access to it right away. But they always have the uniform. And the thought was, take one less complicating factor out and make it more passive in the sense that you have your uniform, you have to wear the uniform, the uniform's already been treated for you, you won't have to retreat, and you're ready to go.
That's Eric Bernier, a former national program leader for medical, veterinary, and urban entomology at ARS, who recently retired. Bernier spent most of his career at ARS working with the military to develop insect repellent treatments that could be applied to service member uniforms.
Clothing is normally worn on most of the surface of the body to protect the body when we're out in the environment, and that's the most logical choice, to put a repellent treatment into the fabric and protect us from getting bites, because as we've learned, we can still get bites through clothing as well as through the skin. Going back to the 1970s, the Department of Defense worked with ARS to work on clothing impregnates that would help keep mosquitoes, especially mosquitoes and ticks, from either attaching or crawling across the surfaces, in the case of ticks, but mosquitoes from biting through the surface of the fabric. And by 1991, it became standard issue to treat uniforms with permethrin in the field.
Permethrin is an insecticide that is considered safe and effective for application on garments, including clothing material for our soldiers. As Bernier mentioned, it's been used since the early 1990s, but its effectiveness tended to wear off on the fabric pretty quickly, especially when it's used in the field and when the garments were routinely washed.
In the 2000s, the Marine Corps started exploring alternative fabric treatments that are at least done in the factory level. So you produce the uniform with the treatment on it. That kind of got pushed a little bit more forward. In 2003, there was a mission to Monrovia, Liberia, to protect an airstrip out there, and Marines were deployed. I think there were 225 military personnel. 84, I believe, were medevaced out because of malaria. They were sent into a situation and not realizing that it was heavy malaria incidents in that area. It's endemic, not protected well, concerned not only the safety of the soldiers, but the mission was scrapped.
It was around that time that the military challenged ARS to develop a technology to produce a safe, effective, and long-lasting mosquito repellent that could be applied directly to service member uniforms.
We accepted the challenge, went back through historically how the testing had been done, and discovered that there was a better way to come up with a way to evaluate these uniforms to make sure that we were assisting the Department of Defense and the treaters and manufacturers of garments coming out the best, most protective uniform they could have.
Bernier and his team experimented with several repellents, including DEET, which was developed by USDA back in the 1950s, and it's still used today. The problem is, most repellents don't last on clothing, especially after many washes. Over time, their efficacy goes down.
There was a need to look at an alternative treatment that might last longer, as well as if you can find something that's even safer for human use. That's another objective. And the third one is, we are seeing increasing insecticide resistance in every facet of insect control.
Safe, effective, and long-lasting was the trifecta Bernier was searching for. And he found it in Etta Frenprox. a synthetic pyrethroid-like substance similar to permethrin. Etofenprox is typically used for outdoor and indoor foggers, for treating cracks in foundations to repel bugs, and as a spot-on pest treatment for cats and dogs.
You were overcoming one problem there. Its toxicological profile was better than permethrin. So you could safely have a greater dosage come in contact with human skin or other exposure, and you would end up with lower risk of any outcomes that are negative. What we found was that the etofenprox had a lower solubility in water. So when you washed etofenprox-treated fabrics, the etofenprox stayed in the fabric more so than permethrin did. So that lower solubility helped.
Bernier also found that applying etofenprox at a lower concentration compared to permethrin would still give you better, long-lasting protection. They tested the uniforms through 75 wash cycles, which typically exceeds the lifetime expectation of a field uniform. What they found was the protection level above 95% after the 75 wash cycles.
Which is amazing, because if you look at some of the other uniforms that were in use, like for the Army, the ACU has been the best, close to 100% protection through 50 wash cycles, but that's mainly because of the tightness of the uniform weave. When you have fabrics that are really tight, there's a lower probability of mosquitoes puncturing through the interstitial space between those fibers. So when we came out with the results, clearly that was the superior product.
In addition to military use, Bernier sees great potential applying etofenprox to civilian clothing, bed sheets, bed netting, and other uses. However, being able to keep our brave soldiers safe and healthy is what Bernier is most proud of when it comes to his research.
It's one of the most rewarding things I've done. And when I used to give talks on the subject, I would start and say, this is not, maybe not the most complicated science I've been involved with, but certainly the most rewarding in terms of protecting people with the potential to benefit civilians.